The Not New Movie Review.
I was trying to do the rock eyebrow
thing. Oh, yeah, I can't do it. I don't have those muscles.
You jabroni?
My face.
I can't do a rock impression. He doesn't really have a distinct voice.
He does, but it's hard to pin down.
Can you smell it, though?
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. But this is the Not New Movie Review. This is the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes.
Peaks and valleys.
And losses, all according to Rotten Tomatoes.
The red light's giving you a cool, like, ambiance.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Thank you.
I'm Ross Oaks.
Oh, yeah, you're Ross. I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And we're usually doing Charlize.
Yes, we're on...
This would be a Charlize episode.
Yeah, we're currently in the middle of Charlize tearing up Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But we made a deal that...
Aeon Flux, very successful. Aeon Flux.
Fuck you, anime nerd. Just kidding. Thank you for giving us so many plays. But we made a promise that whenever we cover an actor, if the subsequent movie of theirs comes out that they're in the leading role, we will do a special episode on it.
Which is what this is.
This is what we've been waiting for.
For real. But before we get to that. Jeremy.
I should open Letterboxd. I always forget.
What have you been watching?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, I would.
All right. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
Oh, you're touching my... put your leg on my chair.
You like this? So, I feel like the last movie we talked about was Aeon Flux. Fuck you, anime nerds.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. Anime's cool.
I started watching One Punch Man.
Really? You like it?
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No. I've been watching Neon Genesis Evangelion, though.
It's an anime.
I've heard of
it. On Netflix.
I know it's a man who can kill things with one punch.
Yes. So he hates his life because it's so easy. Because his whole thing was he had he wanted to be a hero. So he was like, I want to be so strong I can kill things with one punch.
And now he got his
And then
wish.
He gets that strong. So then he's like, now my life has no purpose.
That's great.
So now every fight that he's in, he's like, oh, this is going to be the one that's like a fair fight. And then he just punches them.
It's like the opposite of Rocky.
Yeah.
That's great. You should watch Cowboy Bebop too. Mm. It's on Hulu.
I also watched the Invader Zim movie.
I haven't watched that yet. I want to rewatch the show first.
Right.
Is it good though? Well, we'll get to it. So I went to see Ready or Not, the new thriller horror comedy thing. It was pretty fun. I'm glad I didn't watch the trailers because they said I gave too much away, but like, I almost wanted it to be more grisly and violent, but it was fun. Huh. It was starring Margot Robbie's
twin.
So
it was too... Yeah, really?
She's great, though.
So it was too... It wasn't gory enough?
Yeah, I don't think it was violent enough, but maybe my bloodthirst is too... Right.
PG-13?
You know,
R.
But with that kind of premise, you're thinking like, it's going to be like fucking
nuts. It's like a strangerous situation.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But so well, I went to see Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Okay.
It was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I wish it had been an anthology movie, like where it was like they just picked stories from the book and then like they were like, oh, and then cut
to
this story.
It was one plot?
Yeah, it's one plot.
Mm. You wish it was Buster Scruggs, but
Yeah, or like Creepshow or something. But I mean, you've read those books when you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
Well, I read the first one. I know there's been more now.
No, there's only been three. There was only three. Okay. Are you thinking of Goosebumps?
No, I'm thinking the one with the guys. I can picture it. It's the guy's
head. Yeah,
there
was only three, and they came out like boom, 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 back in like the late 80s.
Hmm.
Well, it was cool to see the designs on screen. There was some spooky stuff. Harold the Scarecrow.
Did it go through all the stories?
It only hits a bunch of them. Okay. But there's still more to it. It hints at a sequel, so it could do more. But.
Now, a movie... or a movie formula that really has not been getting copied.
What's that?
It's Trick or Treat.
I feel like Pulp Fiction kind of.
Yeah,
because it's non-linear.
But it's like.
But I get what you mean. It's like an anthology, but
right.
They're like linked together organically.
Trick or Treat is Pulp Fiction.
Trick or Treat's the best Halloween movie.
Right.
I love Trick or Treat. I love it.
But I'm picturing a Scary Stories movie
where it's like that, where it's like one story, like right. Instead of it just being an ongoing narrative where they're like hitting the story.
Yeah,
I get what you mean.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. You should write it.
It's alright. They just made it. They're not gonna want to go
back. Write a sequel. I don't know. Send it to Guillermo del Toro. He's a good man. All right, what do we got? I saw Spider-Man Far From Home again, so that resident video game expert and past guest Colin Oakes could see it.
Oh, okay.
I actually saw it right after we found out that Sony and Marvel didn't have a deal anymore, so it was kind of funny watching it and knowing that Spider-Man's never going to exist in the universe again.
I mean, here's the thing. Spider-Man, okay, this is a hot take. Just
get
your fire blankets out. Get your fire extinguisher.
I'm fanning myself right now.
I'm telling the people.
Like, your face is hot right now.
Their ears are about to
get faces
on fire.
Get red.
Just sell it back to Marvel. He's a Marvel character.
Yes,
just sell it back
Sony's
to Marvel.
Sony's cocky now.
Yeah, just sell it
you
back
know why
to
they're
them.
Cocky? Not only... Well, I mean, they shouldn't be cocky that Homecoming and Far From Home made $1 billion or whatever, because that was Marvel. But they're cocky because Into the Spider-Verse won an Oscar, and Venom, for some fucking reason, made $800 million.
So yeah,
well,
you know why?
Now.
You know why? Because Marvel's been building the brand for 10 years.
So, yeah. So they're kind of like, oh, Venom made $800 million. We can do Spider-Man on our own now. And I can see the side of things where people are like, oh, Marvel shouldn't have their hand in or Disney shouldn't have their hand in everything. But come on, it was a nice partnership. They were getting along. Everyone was happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just renegotiate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or just sell them Spider-Man, which they won't do because then they would lose Venom.
Right.
Or they could just sell them Spider-Man. Just let them keep Venom. That's what they fucking love so much.
Right.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway,
yeah, I mean, they're Marvel properties.
What are they going to do with him now? This Spider-Man's literally his whole story is baked into Tony Stark.
And here's the other
what
thing.
What are they going to do?
Is I think they got the whole like villains package with it when they first bought the movie rights. They got Green Goblin and Doc Ock and
Sony?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, so they own everything Spider-Man. Right. So they were leasing it to Marvel.
Right.
So, it'll be weird if somehow like Marvel owned like Dr. Octopus and just him. They're like, they make like a Dr. Octopus movie despite Sony, like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, Marvel could make a Dr. Octopus movie, it would make $1 billion. Sony could try and do it, and it would fucking suck.
Right. Although, I mean,
I don't want to say it, they used to make good Spider-Man movies. The Sam Raimi movies, incredible, still the best.
Right.
But they already perfected it. Like, why did they just let Marvel do what they were? I don't know.
But here's what I really don't want to happen.
What's that?
That Sony doesn't understand.
What's that?
Is
Ross
that
is not happy right now.
If Sony thinks that they can just release Spider-Man movies willy-nilly with
Tom Holland.
With Tom Holland.
Well, you better believe that's what they're going to do.
The general public that doesn't read up on this stuff is going to go see him, and they're going to think that this is part of the MCU.
They're going to be so confused
when none of the characters are in it. It doesn't connect at all.
Yeah. They're going to be like, well, what about the... Well, I guess they could...
What happened to Happy?
Yeah, I guess they could still build on the tease at the end of the movie because it's just about Spider-Man.
Right.
Spoilers. But, like, it's just going to feel like... I don't know. It's going to be like... It's going to be like whenever you go to, like, visit, like, your uncle... And he always has like a bunch of friends over and you're like, I love these guys. Whenever I come here, I love hanging out with these guys. And then one time you go to visit him, no friends are there. And you're like, I don't just want to hang out with my fucking uncle.
Spider-Man doesn't deserve this.
Yeah, that's how Spider-Man
one of the best characters does not deserve this.
He's the best Marvel character. I mean,
yeah,
we all grew up loving Spider-Man.
That's true. I got a Spider-Man story for you.
Ooh.
When I was a little boy.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I didn't have a Spidey suit, you know.
Did you jump off a building?
No. No. So I took a Sharpie. And this was one of the Sam Raimi movies, you know, their peak.
Hell
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So I took a Sharpie and I drew
webs all
I
over
drew
yourself?
I drew the web lines
on your body.
Because I wanted
like full body, like naked.
Well, no, just the arms, really.
they walk in, they're like, "What the fuck? You're just butt naked with webs all over you. Look at me, I'm Spider-Man."
just the arms, maybe the legs too. I don't know.
Were your parental figures happy?
Oh, they thought I was a dumb kid. They were like, what the hell?
we got a special one.
And they did. The lines definitely stayed. I remember they stayed on my arms for a couple days.
I don't know if
it was sharp. It was a Sharpie.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if I have a Spider-Man story that matches that. Jesus Christ.
I wanted to be Spider-Man.
We all did. I wanted to be Daredevil, but in retrospect, why would I want to be a blind lawyer?
Yeah.
But kids are kids. And then I watched the main topic of today, which we're going to keep it a surprise, even though you know what the fucking movie's going to be. But. Mm-hmm. And then I'm still watching more Miyazaki films. I watched Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind. It's a great movie. A lot of great messages about the environment and pollution and lots of giant bugs. I love giant bugs. Then I rewatched It Chapter 1 in preparation.
Right, right.
Because I'm down to clown.
Mm-hmm. Next week?
This week it's out.
Today?
Yeah, I'm seeing it yesterday. Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm hyped, but are you down to clown?
Yeah, I saw the first one, so
I'm
hyped
to see Bill Hader as adult Finn Wolfhard.
Right, and I'm excited. I mean, I know because of Barry, and he did a movie called Skeleton Twins.
He's got
drama chops.
Oh, and all the reviews I see, Bill Hader MVP.
Mm, okay,
I love Bill Hader. Good. I would die for Bill Hader.
Yeah. Also,
Jessica Chastain, who's great. Yeah, James McAvoy, who's great. Pennywise, who's great.
Right.
I love Pennywise. Mm-hmm. He was great in
It Chapter One.
I was gonna say you didn't see him in Role Models. I was trying to make a dumb joke about Pennywise being an actor. Jesus Christ. Anyways, so I've been using Regal.
Wait. No. You gotta be like, oh, I saw Pennywise before he was going on multi. He was going on audition after audition before this movie got greenlit.
I saw Pennywise in a small indie.
Yeah.
I guess I fucked the joke up.
I saw Pennywise at the Coffee Bean, and he was really down on his luck.
Working on his script. Yeah. Hopefully he gets to direct someday.
Oh, sorry.
He's trying to lick the mic.
No, I had an itch my arm.
You getting horned up about Pennywise?
All right, what else?
Well, then I've been using Regal Unlimited. I went to see Good Boys.
Mm-hmm. Smooth process?
I've used it a bunch now. It's
okay. I'm still on the points. I'm still skeptical.
It's been great.
Because I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, even if, like, obviously they want to do, like, the gym, like what gyms do, you know, like you sign up for it, and then you, like, forget about it, and you just pay them $10 a month.
Well, yeah.
Even if you don't go to the gym.
Hardcore movie fans like us won't forget.
Right, but, like, that's the thing, is, like, it's still, for us, it's still, like, $22.
Yeah.
But if we go see, you know, a third movie, then they're already in the hole, you know? Like, they still have to pay the studio that money.
Yeah, but I guess they've had this deal overseas and the Regals in Europe for, like, years. And it's been so profitable. You want to know why it's profitable, why, like, MoviePass didn't work? Is because not only do they have different price tiers depending on where you live.
Yeah.
It's like ours is 21, but, like, if you live in, like, New York City or L.A., it's 25.
Right.
So that works. They have different convenience fees depending on where you are. Like ours is 50 cents per ticket and stuff like that. And then they have the 10% off concessions too. That was the
So they're losing money on concessions too.
But it's only 10%.
Yeah, it's like what, 10 cents.
So there's so many ways that they're offsetting the cost. Whereas MoviePass, as beautiful as it was, like $10 a month, as many movies, but they were hoping they could get deals with the theaters to get deals on concessions.
Right.
I see it being profitable.
Yeah, I just like if you
because they're driving.
Because I know you're gonna go see like every movie.
Every movie. That's so what I saw Good Boy. I wouldn't have seen Good Boys without it.
So I know once you go see that fifth movie, there's gonna be a red light that goes off, and they're gonna be like, "Stop this guy."
Well,
because they're only making 10-20% on the tickets.
Yeah, to begin with,
and then you know 100%.
Well, that might be why they're not so worried about the ticket sales. They're probably really hoping because the thing is, if people don't have to pay for their ticket, they're going to be more likely to buy concessions.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
but they still have to pay the distributing studio that money.
I know it works in Europe.
Right, okay.
We'll
all
wait
right.
to see.
Hey, if it works in Europe, it'll work here.
Yeah,
because you know what? We Europe. Came over on the Mayflower.
Damn straight. Yeah, fist bump.
Yeah, yeah, America.
Yeah, I love it. We're doing great. Anyway, so I used Regal Unlimited to see Good Boys. I'm assuming you've seen trailers for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Little kids swearing, making sex jokes. I just want to tell you the best joke in the movie. They're at a frat house. It's three little, like, six-year-old to, like, a 10-year-old boys. Jacob Tremblay.
Cousin of Justin Tremblay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder if he was allowed on set. Justin seems like he's Canadian, by the way. But three little boys, they're at a frat house trying to buy drugs. Mm-hmm. And the guy, the frat guy tells, like, the first two boys, he's like, you can suck my dick. And you can suck my dick. And he doesn't tell the third one. The third one's like, he's like, what am I going to do? Just sit here and watch? He's like, we do everything together. Made me laugh really hard.
That's good.
And that's all I watch. I watch some TV shows and shit. Mm-hmm. Listen to some podcasts.
Right, but that's not what we talk about here.
No.
That's off limits.
Yeah, no TV. Don't even fucking think about it. Well, you talked about One Punch Man.
Oh, that's true.
What's your fucking problem? Tell me what you watch.
Let's see.
You fucking scallywag.
Did I tell you... Yeah, yeah, okay. I told you about all those. I think the only thing that I've watched was Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah.
And the one we're talking about today.
Wow. How'd you think about Ralph? I haven't seen that one yet.
It's the beginning is like meh.
Meh.
But then
it's good.
It just ramps up and it doesn't go down. It just keeps ramping up.
I forget the first Wreck-It Ralph exists, but I liked it.
Oh, the first one's so good.
It's good, but I just forget it exists. I should buy it.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah.
I should
no.
spend the 20.
This one definitely. This one worth the stream. I think it's on.
Oh,
it's on Netflix.
Yeah, and then once Disney Plus comes out, we're gonna.
Yeah. But the first one definitely worth a buy because that one's all the way through great. Yeah,
it's great. Well, I'd probably watch it before I decide if I wanted to buy it. All right, that's all you watched?
Yeah.
You want to know what else I watched?
Yeah.
Like a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Bad Boys for Life trailer.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Should we watch it now?
Yes, please.
Okay. For the love those of you God. Who don't know, we got a Bad Boys 2 episode.
We caused this movie to happen.
That's, again.
This movie was in production hell until we did the episode.
We keep doing this. Jumanji 2.
3.
We call it Jumanji 3. Jumanji 3.
Yeah. There's a new Doom coming out.
New Doom movie. What else is there? What?
We did Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day we did before Happy Death Day 2.
There's probably other ones.
Like, it's just nonstop.
There's no stopping us. Don't be surprised if they make another Aeon Flux movie.
Oh, don't be surprised at all. Charlize comes back.
Comes back.
Reprises her role.
Hand feet's back.
Oh,
but this trailer.
Okay.
This trailer is... A lot of times, just for a quick second, when it comes to sequels mm-hmm. that take a long time to happen, we mm-hmm. haven't seen a Bad Boys movie in almost a decade.
Right.
There's a lot of worry. Are mm-hmm. the main actors going to be able to match up to what they were back in the day? Is the movie going to look like it matches up? Mm-hmm. We don't have Michael Bay on this one anymore. There's
right.
a lot of factors.
Right.
Martin Lawrence hasn't been acting a lot lately.
Right.
Like 5 seconds into this trailer, I knew I was in good hands.
All right.
I hate these mini ads.
Oh, that was a trailer for the trailer.
Yeah. I love the slowed down version of Bad Boys.
Oh, so good, yeah.
Oh my God.
Getting out of a Porsche.
Martin Lawrence is a little heftier.
That's what.
But it fits his character,
right? So what I'm thinking, what he, because I noticed that he has a cross on.
I think he found Jesus.
So I'm thinking maybe he's going through some kind of transformative.
He's gonna try to retire again,
right?
Which that's their whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's retiring. I'm so happy Martin Lawrence is
and
back.
Will Smith is back in a suit, much like he was in Hitch.
Hell yeah.
It might have been the same suit.
Oh, I love this line. They got the captain back, Joey Pants.
Yeah.
He's angrier than ever.
He's drinking Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, this shot. Oh, I got chills.
Yeah.
Wait for it. Oh my god. This is like... This is like Star
Man,
Wars.
It's, yeah.
This is Star Wars level. It's doing the classic, and then you got this. Yeah. It's like
they're making old jokes because they're getting older.
They didn't miss a beat. It's like they didn't miss a beat. Then you got this. I'm feeling Bayhem right here.
Yeah.
They're not letting back. They're not holding back. Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh yeah, I didn't even see that.
No, never. Y'all will never do that again.
Yeah, and you fucking up the lyrics, which take a long time to learn.
Here comes.
Wow.
What more could you need out of a movie?
Well, that's something Sony's doing right.
Yeah, we're definitely doing an episode on that in January.
We have to.
God. It's like next year is full of movie sequels made just for me. We've got Top Gun 2,
yeah.
Bad Boys 3. All right. So, now, we might as well just clarify the topic of today's episode because we're about to talk about our boy.
Sure, yeah.
Today we're talking about Hobbs and Shaw. Fast and Furious presents : Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, we are.
The spinoff of the Fast and Furious franchise. We've been excited for this movie and this episode for so long, and we're giving it to you. And since we're talking about our boy again, we might as well get some updates.
We gotta get some updates.
He's been doing some stuff.
So much stuff. I mean, I'm just gonna bullet point it because
do it. Bullet point me.
There's so much that has been happening.
I just want to know why we weren't invited to the wedding.
Yeah, I'm a little hurt. I'm a little hurt, but I think there's a reason, and we spent hours
of our life talking about him, and we didn't get an invite.
Right.
I'm not complaining.
So, for those of you who don't know,
yeah,
we now have an official water.
We do.
We have an official water that only we can.
Do you have some?
No, I ran out, but I haven't drank water in 3 days
because
I haven't been able to get any more.
Voss.
Because I only drink Voss now. Because
that's what The Rock drinks.
That's right. And he sent me a case. He sent us both a case.
Yeah, I forgot to open mine.
You haven't tapped the Voss? No, what have you been drinking?
I'm parched. I've been drinking root beer.
Well, he doesn't have a root beer yet, so I think
dehydrated.
You're okay.
The bottles look cool.
Yeah,
like big
yeah.
Cylinders. We used to sell them at work. It was great.
I mean,
it's the kind of water. It's so distilled that you literally don't feel like you're drinking anything.
You're drinking air.
Like you drink it, and you're like, "Wow, I think I drank something."
So here we go. Here's his statement.
I'm gonna get comfortable.
Here's his statement when he made the partnership with Voss. In this life, you get out what you put in.
Jesus Christ.
My strategic partnership with Voss Water represents a new chapter for me by servicing the audience beyond media. For years, I've been an avid Voss drinker and partnering with them to tackle sustainability while creating new, improved, and exciting health beverages and products for you and your loved ones to enjoy is a product I'm passionate about. Let's go to work.
The Rock's like Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights. he has to pretend he loves all the brands that are sponsoring him.
So good.
KFC.
Yeah, right. So he did that. Then he went on a huge press tour for Hobbs and Shaw.
Well, I mean, you gotta. Him and Jason Statham, they're looking handsome wearing suits.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanessa Kirby, she's great in this movie, too.
Tons of Hobbs and Shaw box office numbers here. Then we move up to...
His big day.
Hit the big day.
I thought he was married already.
Well, no, because I remember I told you this before.
You did.
They have children. He's with this woman that he's with.
Before marriage?
Yeah. What? They have children. I mean, he had a child. He had a daughter from a previous engagement.
What?
Like, but they were
life shocking out is finding out that Will Smith had another son.
Right. Yeah, we did find that out. But they were life partners.
Oh, okay.
Up until very recently. Because
they're now husband and wife.
Husband, they went to Hawaii.
What a shocker.
And they got married.
I wouldn't be mad if The Rock just made all his movies in Hawaii.
So tons of Instagram posts. They were so beautiful people.
How did they find a suit that fit him?
I think definitely he's got a guy.
They had to tailor it around him.
Well, he's been in Ballers for
that's true
years. Where's a suit?
Are you
on
sad
that?
It's the final season?
Yeah. Well, no. Bigger and better things. He's that's on true, the bigger yeah. and better things. Also, John Washington.
John David Washington. Yeah, he was on Ballers.
He's going on to bigger and better things.
He's the star of the new Christopher Nolan.
That's what I'm saying. He's a movie boy now.
Yeah, he's great in Black Klansman.
So
I love
think
his white guy voice.
The reason that we weren't invited to the wedding.
Better be a good fucking reason.
Well, let me read you something that he wrote here.
I was gonna wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Our Hawaiian wedding is beautiful, and I want to thank our incredible staff for their outstanding work. To carry out my number one goal... Are we not staff?
Yeah, I thought we worked for them.
Best friends can't be staff,
that's true.
I guess.
That's true.
To carry out my number one goal of complete privacy, no wedding planners or outside resources were hired. Because
this was a shocking wedding. We did not know it was going to happen.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. I would have spilled the beans. He knows
right,
that. He knows.
Right.
He knows I'm.
We have a platform that we, know.
He know. He gets. I understand.
Everything you see was created by hand, by staff, and family only.
I got called Kung Fu-y on that.
Right.
Yeah. I saw trees in that picture.
True. The air was created by the trees around them. We will forever be grateful for helping our hearts sing on this day. And of course,
let me see you again. He looks so nice. He's wearing a Hawaiian. Oh my god!
Yeah, Hawaiian shirt. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not. I don't mean. I'm just touching my balls while I look at it.
Oh, okay. All right. Of course, Voss World puts three hearts as a.
Oh, I
as
thought
a comment.
Only family and friends. I guess Voss means more to him than us.
I mean, they commented. They weren't invited. Okay. You know what I mean?
I don't like that.
We
should maybe we can get Voss to actually send us free stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah. So he's putting up
enthusiastic hell yeah.
he keeps putting up pictures. I mean, he can't stop posting about this.
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful wedding. It's handcrafted.
Yeah.
He paid some like Chilean diamond miner to like craft the diamond himself.
Right.
Like,
yeah, we haven't even seen
Jose, you want to make me a diamond?
So,
or he just grabbed like coal and crushed it in his.
Let me read you this here. I'm sure he did a 23andMe test. He wrote this is a post of
He's a Samoan guy.
His children, maybe his kid and someone else's kid. But he wrote, "My hearts, and the real stars of our wedding." 25% Samoan, 25% Italian, 25% Black, 25% Armenian, 100% grab your face and give you unconditional love and smooches. It's a picture of maybe his daughter kissing another little girl's forehead.
So I say, I can see the Italian in him.
But so maybe he did a 23andMe.
Like you did, didn't you?
Yeah, and got his results. Very cool. Very cool. Still waiting on the tequila?
Yeah, I can't wait.
But the water is
hopefully we can
water's a good first step.
Take shots
on
the
Jumanji
episode.
We need to take shots and then we need to rehydrate with the Voss.
That's the best idea. We should wear Hawaiian shirts. We should drink tequila shots and drink Voss.
Yeah.
And talk about Jumanji 3.
You want to know how hard working this guy
I'm
is?
I'm just guessing that we're going to do Danny DeVito impressions. How hard working is this man?
So I know.
Because I haven't heard from him in a while.
I know, being on the inside here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how long I haven't heard from him. My entire life.
Well, I didn't hear this from him.
Oh, okay.
But I know being in the on the inside of the biz.
Oh, yeah, now you're a SAG member.
Oh, well.
You have to bleep that out.
No.
Oh, okay. Dibs on your screeners.
Sure. after I watch them, I guess. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
One of his best pals.
Oh, was in a car accident.
Tragic car accident.
He's not doing good.
Not, well, it's
not Tracy Morgan levels where we thought he
right,
was going to die.
Right, right. But he got in an accident and then had surgery.
I know.
Back surgery the same day.
And, he's doing good now, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's stable.
Yeah. I was going to make a joke, but I won't. He's only stable.
So. Now, he was supposed... Now, another... Kelly Clarkson.
She in a car accident?
You know who Kelly Clarkson is?
Yeah.
She has her own talk show now.
Did she try to kill Kevin Hart?
No. She has her... She has a brand new talk show.
I know. I keep seeing the Kelly Clarkson show.
Comes out on Monday.
Is she the first guest?
Kevin Hart was the first guest.
He was or he's going to be?
Was going to be.
Oh, so it's not pre-recorded.
It is, but it's... Yeah, it's
are
like
they postponing
week.
It because he got in a car accident?
No. They're still on schedule. So they
like I'm listening to the weirdest like true crime podcast ever.
So Kevin Hart in the car accident
yes.
was supposed to be the first guest.
Correct.
Now this happened the same.
I know where this is going.
The same time that The Rock was on his honeymoon.
I know where this is going.
So The Rock left his honeymoon early.
To be
the first guest on the Kelly Clarkson show.
You know,
in place of his a great friend Kevin Hart.
You know, we all have our problems with Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
He's done some things in the past.
Sure.
But you cannot deny the power of this friendship.
Not at all.
You cannot.
Not at all.
Big man, little man.
And for Dwayne Johnson said his wife was okay with it, you know. So she said go get that money.
I want more Kevin Hart The Rock movies. I'm going to say it. Central yeah. Intelligence is fun.
Yeah.
They're just fun together. Which brings us, speaking of Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Hey, well, this is a Dwayne Johnson, Kevin yeah. Hart
well,
vehicle.
So we're here to talk about Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, Fast and Furious presents
Hobbs and Shaw.
That's very important.
Which I think when we saw Fate of the Furious,
mm-hmm.
probably the biggest thing that we noticed was that Jason Statham and The Rock were probably the best parts. At least for me. The two best scenes involve them, the prison breakout.
Oh, yeah.
And then the
yeah.
scene with Jason Statham and the baby.
Yeah. And
I mean, name another action sequence from that movie.
I mean, those... and that's the thing, too. Now, I mean, thinking back on it now, those two scenes feel like Hobbs and Shaw.
They do.
And the rest of the movie feels like Furious 7 or
yeah.
something, you know? It's like kind of like a
Which
blend.
This movie replicates very well. It doesn't feel like a Fast and Furious movie.
It doesn't.
But you can tell, you know, it takes place in the same universe and it has the same messages as a Fast and Furious movie because it's all about family.
And it has like it's almost like a LaCroix. It has the essence
of a Fast and Furious movie.
But they could have named this. This could have been a totally independent yeah. movie. And
they could have split on us and been like, at the end of the day, it's like, boom, it's in the Fast and Furious universe.
Right. So, Jeremy, give us a
brief plot synopsis
here.
You got Idris Elba. He's a superhuman man. There's a virus. It's going to kill everybody.
Also, awesome plot.
It's a pretty generic plot, but you need a generic plot for it. It's a generic action movie plot, but that's all you need. What else
yeah,
do you need? You
yeah.
just need an obstacle. He wants to release a virus to kill I don't entirely know why. Does he explain why? We'll get to that.
He wants natural selection.
Oh.
Like people who aren't strong enough to
yeah, because he's
take
super,
the virus,
super
just,
strong man.
Just melt
yeah.
their insides, you know.
He wants to do that. He's bad news. Jason Statham's sister is also a secret agent. She steals the virus. So the virus is out in the wind. In order to get this virus back, they hire their two best men, Luke Hobbs and Deckard Shaw. I'm trying to think how he was forgiven for his crimes. Was it the end of Fate of the Furious? Did they forgive him?
In the family?
Yeah.
The
well,
family,
the family's
he was at the barbecue.
Him. The family's forgiven him.
Yeah.
You know, he murdered Han. But has the government.
Right. And you know what? So I was listening to Paul Scheer.
Yeah.
He did this on How Does This Get Made?
Are you going to talk about Justice for Han?
No. He makes a pretty good argument for Team Fuck Han.
What?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I like this.
He said no, because here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Han is objectively the best Fast and Furious character.
He's great. He's fantastic. But he's killed many innocent lives.
So has everybody.
When he was dragging that bank vault through the streets of Brazil.
That wasn't Han.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah,
they all did it.
They it smashed into so many innocent people on the sidewalk.
So did Paul Walker. I don't understand. So that's
how he justifies.
So you're saying Han's killing. You're saying they're all horrible criminals and they should die.
No, just Han.
Just Han. I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe Han's really cool. I don't know.
They should make a Han and Giselle spinoff movie that takes place in. Yeah, get Gal Gadot back.
Because
between the two movies, they're off on international adventures.
Right, but which one was it? Seven?
What's seven?
Where
seven?
Where they get surrounded by the cops?
That's six.
That's six.
And they're rounding them back up.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that's awesome.
Yeah.
Gal
Gadot's ready to fight. Well, here's the thing, though. What's stopping them from bringing Han back in the main movies?
He's dead.
We just had a movie where...
Dies in the series.
Idris Elba played a super-powered being.
We'll get to that. We'll talk about that.
What if... Here's a crazy thought. What if Han was the villain of the next movie? What if a secret...
Oh, man.
If Charlize... Because Charlize is back in the next movie, I think. What if she uses the super soldier serum that Idris has to bring back Han to fight the family?
Because
we already know she likes to turn the family against each other.
True.
How far does family go when you're a super-powered monster? This movie, Hobbs and Shaw.
Right. So
Luke, they team up. They go on crazy adventures. They drive a lot of cars, blow some shit up. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah. Now, there isn't a great, like, official synopsis on Letterboxd or IMDb, so I'll read them both.
What's the tagline?
There isn't one.
What?
I mean...
All Hobbs and no Shaw?
That's so good. I mean...
I don't know what that means.
That's it. That doesn't make sense, but that's it.
We're seeing who would answer so they can murder him.
Tagline. No tagline.
Plot summary. Official one, even though mine was good enough.
A spinoff of The Fate of the Furious, focusing on Johnson's U.S. diplomatic security agent Luke Hobbs forming an unlikely alliance with Statham's Deckard Shaw. The other one is...
I mean, that pretty much sums it up.
It has nothing about Idris Elba. Lawman Luke Hobbs and outcast Deckard Shaw form an unlikely alliance when a cyber genetically enhanced villain threatens the future of humanity. That one's a little bit better, but
yeah.
So
this movie
now still making money. Directed by David Leitch,
who made the first John Wick, then he made Atomic Blonde and Deadpool 2.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a good actor. I was excited for this movie because The Rock's working with an actual action director.
And Atomic Blonde.
Deadpool 2 better than the first. The first John Wick movie, great.
Budget $200 million. Opening weekend. I mean, we're still pretty early.
It opened lower than the Fast movies.
Yeah.
But I still think because that brand is so strong.
It's opened
still making a lot.
$60 million. In the U.S. And then it's done 330 worldwide. And
it's The Rock's first.
So it's at 400.
It's his first big hit since Jumanji.
Yeah, what does he have?
He's had Rampage.
That's true.
Something else, but.
Yeah, so 400 is where it stands right now.
They've doubled it, you know?
I mean.
It's probably going to keep going up.
Double is basically like recouping the cost at, you know.
Yeah,
they still
they're just making profit at this point. So this movie.
Is it one of the best movies ever made?
I don't know.
Did you not watch this?
I liked this movie.
I was freaking out the entire time.
I think this movie could lose a solid chunk. I think this movie is a little too bloated. It's too much of a good thing, I think.
Too much of a good thing.
I think
okay,
so.
All right.
I think the opening, like, first act is great.
With the side-by-side?
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yeah.
The middle, I think, drags a bit. Like, the whole time they're at that factory, like, doing their thing, I was kind of like, all right.
The factory.
On. Like, they go to the nuclear power plant, and there's, like, the chase with the cars and stuff.
Sure. Okay, when they had to break in.
And they pull the Mick Jagger.
Right.
I liked that. I love the characters. Like, Vanessa Kirby's great in this movie.
She's so good. She's
great in Fallout. She's great in this movie. Idris Elba, great as the villain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was having fun, but I was also like, I was kind of like, I was almost like, I was numb to it. I was like, all right.
Oh, no, I didn't want it to end. I did not.
But that finale.
Yeah.
That finale.
Now, actually, the finale is where it kind of dragged for me.
That finale.
The finale, I think, went on a little too long.
That's why I was like, now we're cooking with fire.
Because it was just one thing after another. Now, not the very end when they're fighting in the rain.
That's great.
That is, oh, it's like, so you
take
good.
A hit. I'll take a hit it's for so you if good. You take a hit so I can pick a punch or whatever.
The whole chase with the helicopter, that I think went on a little too long. God.
I love every time one of his brothers showed up. And when there's another wrestler in this movie.
Yeah.
One of his brothers is Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Now I can give you some trivia right off the bat.
What's that?
This isn't I'm just looking you in the eyes.
Hit me.
Because I know this.
Hit me.
Because I'm in the, you know, inside in the biz.
I said hit me, motherfucker.
Okay, so I know. Now I learned this from Dwayne Johnson himself.
Okay, he told you?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you got?
I wasn't able to record our conversation because I'm a good friend.
You wouldn't do that to him.
No, but when we were talking, he said when we were filming Hobbs and Shaw, it was him and Roman Reigns. I'm telling you. It was him and Roman Reigns, and it was when they throw the axes.
The axes, yeah, yeah.
Well, the Samoan
blades
at the same time when they're like back to back. Now, The Rock, being a classically trained
actor,
you know, does a fake throw, like a fake swing that, you know, the camera will cut.
Roman Reigns actually did it.
Roman Reigns actually threw it. Hit the cameraman.
Ooh.
And then the cameraman just got right back up and started filming again.
I'd be hyped, yes.
I know, right?
The wrestler threw a thing at me. Well, you're a fact that I know. Originally, The Rock wanted to have Jason Momoa play one of his brothers.
Right, cool would that be? That would have been really cool.
They should have got Dave Bautista in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. Just a bunch of wrestlers, like, fucking... Yeah. Oh, that would have been so cool. I don't even give a fuck if he's not Samoan.
Hulk Hogan?
Get Stone Cold Steve Austin in there. Yeah. Rey Mysterio.
I think this is amazing.
It's a fun movie. I think I'm going to like it more when I rewatch it. Like, I sound like I'm underselling it. I like it more than Fate of the Furious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I like it more than like Too Fast and Too Furious, but I don't like it more than any of like the high point Fast and Furious movies.
Because it's not, well, if this was a main canon movie,
yeah,
I wouldn't be liking it this much.
But since it's its own rock action movie,
right?
And we haven't gotten a good one of those in a long time.
And even then, they thread the needle of how far they can go. Because I feel like, so they got Idris Elba, who's half cyborg.
Yeah.
They got, is a cyborg.
Black Superman, that's a great line.
They got drones. The big boss is like this digital sound.
Which originally, you probably remember back a few, like months ago, I told you Keanu Reeves was rumored for this movie.
You think it's him?
No, originally... I read that conversations broke down. They wanted Keanu. It was going to be revealed he's the head guy voice. But I guess they agreed that it wasn't right for him.
Mm.
So I guess if they make Hobbs and Shaw 2, we'll find out.
Right.
How cool would that have been if it just... I was waiting for it in the theater. I was like, it's going to cut to Keanu. Like,
it could also be Charlize.
It could.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cameos in this.
But I think if they went any further... With the tech and all that, I think that's too far, can't go there.
What do you think the plot of Fast 9 is going to be?
Well, I hope it converges with this and.
Well, they're not going to be in it. Rock and Statham aren't in Fast 9.
Right, but I mean there can't be two franchises in the same.
Marvel Universe. The MCU.
Yeah, I guess, but you're telling me that Statham and The Rock are going to fight this big bad guy and they're going to fight Who, Charlize again?
Well, I mean, in true Fast fashion, Charlize will become part of the family. Yeah. Even though she murdered Vin Diesel's wife. I mean,
that's true.
Her ex-wife.
Yeah.
Which, what a raw deal that character got.
She
had to father an illegitimate child and get shot in the
head. Your ex-girlfriend who lost her memory remembers again, so you can just, go back to her,
I guess. That's Chris Hemsworth's real wife.
Yeah.
Have some respect.
So, I mean, I just...
So, this movie.
So, if they brought any of this tech stuff anymore, into the canon... The
Fast movies.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be into it.
I wouldn't be into it, because
They touch it a little bit in Fate of the Furious, and it's not that good, where Charlize, where she hacks.
Uh-huh. Because the Fast movies are... They have such grounding.
Yeah,
practicality. Like, they're so grounded in like, you know, racing and...
Like, even the God's Eye thing in Furious 7, it comes close to being too much.
Right.
It's not too much. It comes close.
Right.
So you're hoping Fast 9 doesn't keep the game...
I think what... Since Hobbs and Shaw went so far to, like right on the line...
Yeah.
I think Fast 9...
Has to bring it down a little bit. Maybe even go down and take a detour... A little bit.
I think they have to bring it back to street racing and NOS. And, NOS. You know, we can't get away from that.
Well, there was a NOS blast in this.
There was a NOS blast, But we gotta kind of go back to...
I get what you're saying.
We gotta remember where we came from.
Salud mi familia.
Yeah.
The most important people
in we gotta go back to, like, Fast 1, Fast 3, you know, Tokyo Drift.
We don't wanna go that far back.
We want to stay grounded, is what I'm...
I say we go back to Fast 5.
Fast 5.
The best
one. What?
The best one.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
No, for a second, I thought you meant 4, and I was like, okay, no, that's God. A good entry
that's
point.
That's my least favorite one.
Right.
So anyways, I want to talk about the cameos in this movie.
Yeah.
One that didn't work for me, one that worked for me.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite.
No.
Ryan Reynolds did not work for me in this movie. Because it just felt like he was doing Deadpool.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, here's the thing. He did Deadpool, and now everyone wants him to do Deadpool as... Deadpool is Pikachu. Deadpool is, you know...
Which, I don't know. He was...
Fast and Furious.
He was fun, but I was the whole time I was like...
But he found this one voice...
That he just keeps
That
doing.
Worked for so many people.
Yeah. Again, it just proves that he's the lesser of the two Ryans.
People love it, though. I mean, yeah, I know,
he's
right?
He's no Gosling.
Right.
Imagine if Ryan Gosling was in that role and he was doing his nice guy's energy.
Oh.
He's like, listen here, you bald fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love Ryan.
But tell me the one that did work for you.
Kevin Hart's cameo is so good in this movie.
It is.
Because I had it spoiled for me that those were the two cameos.
Okay.
And I was thinking Kevin Hart's going to be. Fucking just make a joke about he's half a man.
Mm-hmm.
He's tiny dude.
Well, he did make a...
Well, he did, but I didn't... But I was thinking I was going to be like, whatever.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds will at least be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart is fucking great.
Yeah.
See,
Ryan Reynolds is too... It's almost abrasive.
It's
in
like
this movie.
They let him freestyle.
It's so forced.
Yeah, like they let him freestyle.
Yeah.
Like he just kept making comments, making jokes.
But the Kevin Hart is actually...
He's grounded.
Pretty natural,
He's not going off too much.
And the characters... The character,
Locke
you're right.
Or something. His name's like Locke.
So Ryan Reynolds' character works for the CIA.
Yeah, he recruits Hobbs.
Right.
And then the guy who recruits Shaw, he's a comedian too, Rob Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
But then Kevin Hart plays just a regular air marshal.
It's so good. He's like, I can be your third man.
Yeah.
I can do whatever you need.
And then the way, you're right. I mean, Kevin Hart had a better character.
And then when he comes back later, he flies him to
the way he ties in. Yeah.
It's great.
I
was not, if you would have told, like I said beforehand, I was thinking I'm going to be annoyed by Kevin Hart.
Right.
I'm going to be at least enjoy Ryan Reynolds. But it was the opposite. But I didn't hate Ryan Reynolds in the movie. But
right. No, I think I agree.
Yeah. I didn't stay for the post-credit scenes, though.
I stayed for...
There's one, I think. I think it's just...
There's three.
Well, I know one of them is him, like, pranking Jason Statham or something.
Yeah, okay. So the first... Okay, so I remember the first one I saw was Jason Statham is sitting at... his bar And then he gets a call from Hobbs, who's working out.
Of course.
He's got chains over. He's got the big chains
he's
over
in
his
the
neck.
Iron Paradise.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, hey, did you get my package or whatever? My message. And then you hear what was the name that he gave Hobbs in the airport?
Jason Statham.
You remember he gave him the fake ID with the funny name?
Yeah, I forgot what it was.
Because at the end, he gives one to Shaw,
but he
calls the cops on him. I think it might be like Hugh Janus or something.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
So they're saying, come out with your hands up, Hugh Janus, or something like that.
It's very immature humor, but it works for these two guys.
And then
they're very testosterone-driven men. So
the other one was like Mike Hawk or something.
Oh.
Mike Hawk Small or
Mike,
something.
Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's classic, like bend over.
Right. So then he's like, yeah, payback's a bitch, or whatever, hangs up.
They have good chemistry.
The second one is Ryan Reynolds is getting, calls Hobbs, because he's hacking on, like, a computer or something, and there's, like, a bunch of guys coming at him, and he's, like, shooting them or something. And then he calls Hobbs, and he's like, hey, I forget why he called him, but he's like, hey, did you watch the Game of Thrones ending?
Oh, no, I saw that one.
Oh,
it
you
must
did?
Have been the one before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he gives it away, and he's like,
right, yeah.
I guess people who saw that, there's people who saw that hadn't seen Game of Thrones, and there was like a minor uproar.
So that one came first, and then the
Statham because then one? I left because I had to pee really bad.
Because then I know there was another one after the entire credits.
What the fuck?
That I didn't stay. I was
Jesus Christ.
Because it was me and one other person in the theater, and I was like, eh, I'm out of here.
He could have been his way, and he's like, if that motherfucker's still here by the third one, I'm going to kill him.
Right, exactly, yeah. So I'm like, I'm getting out of here.
I wish Keanu would have been at the end. That would have been cool. So this movie.
But yeah, I mean.
Anything you didn't like?
I'll tell you, something I loved. Genocide Schmenicide.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
That is great.
Come on.
Oh, God. Idris Elba's villain's fun, too.
Oh, my God.
He's a badass.
It's, and the fucking bike.
Oh, yeah. Like Transformer.
Oh, my God.
That is cool. And Vanessa Kirby's a badass, too. She's so cool.
You know what? She might be
the MVP.
She might be the MVP.
She is great.
I love the guys, but she brought
Mission
it,
Mission Impossible 8, she comes back and gets to kick ass.
Yeah.
Or 7. Mission Impossible 7.
Because she brought it. I mean, she put the virus in her.
She did. That
I
is
mean, cool. Come on.
And then at the end where she's getting it pumped out of her as she's fighting.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That whole like final that like, well, they're setting up and they're like, they got like the bombs in the ground. And
right.
The Rock just like stomps on the ground. The cars explode.
And, I mean, obviously, The Rock loves to film in Hawaii because of his heritage.
He's a Samoan god.
Well, here's the other thing that I want to talk about, too. So, the linear Fast movies, the numbered ones, you know, they're all made by Universal.
We'll say those are the ones on the main route.
Right.
This is the detour.
This is the detour. The ones on the main route, they're made, their production company is Sony...
Universal. Yeah.
Or not so. Yes.
Just Universal.
Universal. Just Universal. Not Sony. My bad.
It's Universal's biggest franchise.
Right. Now, this detour, I was paying attention to the credits.
The Rock has a producer credit on this.
Produced by The Rock and Statham. It is a $7 production film.
You can. That actually gets into some of my other minute problems with the movie. I'll come to you.
Yeah. Now, I mean, obviously, I think, like, it's obviously some kind of deal they made with Universal. Because
they're such big stars.
But it was not...
just Universal.
It was not filmed by Universal crew.
Oh.
It was a $7 movie, you know? So, I mean, it was distributed by Universal.
A lot of business... aspects
there. But this is very much a Rock movie.
Well, you can tell like there's little things where he's purposely referencing to his like real life, like when he's trying to do the wink thing in the camera.
Well, that's why I think he was able to go to Hawaii easier and integrate his heritage into the movie easier.
Yeah.
Because it's very much made by him.
The biggest one I notice is when he's eating breakfast and he's like, oh boy, cheat day. And they just bring out
the
a bunch stack
of pancakes.
I've seen that on his Instagram. Yep. I get it.
It was very much a rock-focused movie for his image. But
oh, yeah. Which he's been doing a lot of lately.
Yeah.
The one thing I did hear that was a little disappointing before this movie came out is apparently The Rock, you probably saw this, The Rock, Jason Statham, and Vin Diesel all have varying degrees of like things in their contract to make sure they don't look like they don't like
because they're all bald.
Well, no, there's that. Like, I think it's The Rock has a thing in his contract where he can never lose a fight in a movie or make it seem like he lost a fight.
Okay.
Although they do get beat by Brixton in this when they're on the back of the truck. He beats the shit out of him, doesn't he?
I don't know if
they're fighting him on the back of the moving semi or maybe he just gets away. And Jason Statham has...
So The Rock can't lose a fight.
Yeah, Jason Statham has a clause, something similar than Vin Diesel, I guess. It's either Vin Diesel or Jason Statham has their sister on set, and they count how many punches they take, and they have a punch limit for each movie.
So, Vin Diesel?
I think it's Vin Diesel, where like he can only take a certain amount of punches in a movie. So like his
total or by one,
you'd have to. It was something really weird. Like his sister's on set, and it's like, all right, he's only gonna take like 10 punches this whole movie,
huh?
Which it made me a little sad because I love these guys, but it's just kind of weird, you know.
Let's read some trivia.
Yeah.
You already told me that Jason Momoa was gonna be in it.
That would have been cool.
In one scene in Samoa. Or how does The Rock pronounce it? He says
Samoa. Maybe it's the right way. We're just racist.
Right. Well, no, I just think, you know.
I know.
You can see a picture of The Rock with his father.
Huh.
Solomon Rocky Johnson.
I forgot his father was a famous guy.
His
uncle was Andre the Giant, wasn't it?
Who's?
The Rock's. I think The Rock's uncle was Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
During the scene with the Shaw hideout,
mm-hmm.
The Mini Cooper from the Italian job.
Yeah. So even Jason Statham got some in jokes.
Right.
Okay.
We covered a lot of it, you know.
Yeah, the movie just came out, so.
Helen Mirren did a great job.
Yeah, she's great. She's back. She's the only other one to come back from the Fast movies. Well, here's my question. Where's Luke Evans? Because he was back in Fate of the Furious.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Do you think he'll be in the next one to get the whole Shaw family?
Yeah, why not?
Well, what about in the next one? Because, you know, in this one, we met the Rock's family. Mm-hmm. The next one, it's more about the Shaws.
Ooh, that would be great.
If they get, like, a great British guy to be the dad.
They
get, like, Gary Oldman or some shit.
Gary Oldman.
Who's an old British guy?
Michael Caine. Right? Oh, Mr. Shaw. I cannot believe.
Deckard.
Deckard. I cannot believe that you are doing this to the world.
Jeremy Irons? I don't know. That'd be great.
This movie takes place 2 years after the events of The Fate of the Furious.
Now, what are you more excited about? Fast 9 or Hobbs and Shaw 2? Fast 9, I mean.
So
Justin Lin's back.
Which is why I'm hoping it's a little more grounded. Because that's what I... After... I'm... You know, this movie, this Hobbs and Shaw, this is the roller coaster right after the drop. You know? This was the drop.
Yeah, you don't
I need think... to be down here. There can't be another going uphill.
Yeah, and not even in terms of the action, because you're always down for crazy action.
Yeah,
because in terms of within this franchise...
Right.
And the tech and all
I want to see... I want to see some more street races. You know, like Furious 7? No. Actually, Fate of the Furious. When they're in there in Havana.
Yeah.
And they do a street race in the beginning. That's awesome.
What if the next movie, they can still have high stakes within the family, but it's also about racing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what started it all, you know?
What if it's like a... like the plot's like they're all in their car. What if they copy this plot of Speed in a way, mm-hmm. and they all like get told that they need to go to this race, this race across like the countryside.
Death race.
But listen to this. This race. It's this race across Europe. They're all in sports cars.
Ooh.
And it's like you cannot stop moving, or else each of your cars will explode until you get to this destination. It's the insanity that happens.
Right. I feel like that could be a sequence. I don't think that would be the whole movie.
You're right.
Because that's just a bunch of green screen
John Cena's
people in car.
Be in it,
yeah.
So.
John
Cena's going to be the villain or he's going to be a friend?
Probably villain at first. That's
Michael
usually
Rooker's,
how it goes.
That's true. Michael Rooker's going to be in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, I feel like John Cena is going to replace the Hobbs character.
Yeah, he's probably going to be a good guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know who they don't need to bring back is Scott Eastwood.
Right.
He's such a bland piece
such
of
vanilla.
Why would you not? Because he's playing Kurt Russell's son.
Right.
Why would you not just get Wyatt Russell? Why would you not just get Kurt Russell's son?
Maybe Wyatt Russell doesn't want him. He doesn't want this.
I guess.
You know, it's not his cup of tea, you know?
But Scott Eastwood. I don't know how he's Clint Eastwood's son. He's such a piece of. He's not even burnt toast. He's like.
I know.
He's like the equivalent of like you think you're cooking toast and the toast pops up and it's not even like cooked at all. And you're like, the breakfast is ruined. That's Scott Eastwood.
God. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, what do you give this movie?
I gave it 3 out of 5 on Letterboxd.
Okay. What is that?
Rewatch, I might bump it
you?
Up to like 3 or 3.5.
Okay.
Well. My Letterboxd stars are based on emotion,
mm-hmm.
so they can change wildly.
Sure.
Yours are some weird fucking thumbs up, thumbs down thing.
Oh, I'll explain it to you. It's very simple.
5 is 2 thumbs up, 4 is 1 thumbs up, 3 is 2 is 1 thumbs down, 1 is both thumbs down.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. So how many fucking star thumbs did you give it?
I gave it one thumb up. But it's one of the best one thumbs up movies I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Jesus
it's like
Christ.
If I could stack 2 thumbs on top of each other, that makes
you would,
one
be
giant
wonder
thumb.
If like you could get like a foam thumb.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's so good.
It's fun. It's really fun.
It's yeah.
But those trailers, the promise. I'm just excited to see The Rock in a good action movie.
I'm Black again. Superman.
Oh, that's a great line. He's like, I guess he is Black Superman.
Genocide, schmenicide.
You really like that line.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, God.
And then we don't even know that he's dead.
Locke?
He could still be alive.
Locke?
Yeah.
Or Brixton? Idris Elba or Ryan Reynolds?
Idris Elba.
Oh, he could be back. He could have a whole fight. He could be their friend in the next one. They could
mm-hmm.
keep the... Oh, God, that final fight in the rain is so cool.
Oh, we didn't talk about...
Who? What?
Isa Gonzalez.
Oh, your role is very limited.
Very limited.
It's kind of cool.
But it's like a Shaw backstory sort of
yeah.
thing. She
Which
like helps
cool.
him out.
I was thinking
she
kind of
just plays friend who owes
yeah.
him a favor.
Yeah, and they get him into the compound. I thought, I wonder what I really liked.
Sexy kiss, though.
That is a sexy kiss. I would kiss Jason.
But in front of his sister?
Yeah, that is weird.
I'd kiss, Isa Gonzalez. I don't know about
Statham. All right. So, it's a weird note to end the movie on.
They got
the thing on.
The girl who played the Rock's, or the, you know, Hobbs' daughter. She's great.
She is fun. I'm trying to think what else. I was going to say something. Isa Gonzalez, backstory. I don't know. Pretty fun movie. I just wish they would have trimmed it down a bit. I wish it was more focused.
I wish it was longer.
Jesus Christ. It's already like 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's long.
It's
very
long.
Long.
I'll be honest. I was starting, because I saw it right after work.
Yeah.
I was starting to fall asleep in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was just like, I was like. But then once they went to Hawaii, I was like, whoop.
Right, right.
But they should just. I hope they
bring. Oh, something weird was.
What?
In this movie, which, I mean, movies are starting to do this less and less because audiences are smarter these days.
Yeah.
But there's the 180 rule.
Oh, yeah, where you're supposed to, like, yeah, I know
the
what you
camera's
mean.
Only supposed to be on half of the set.
Yeah.
Right?
This movie breaks
it. This movie breaks it every which way possible. And at first, it was a little jarring to me. The first time I noticed it was when they're in the interrogation room and it has...
Oh, yeah.
It's the wide shot, and then it cuts to, like, a close-up, but they're flipped. And I'm like, that's a little, that's weird.
It's not even in a graceful Michael Bay way where he's just pummeling you into submission.
But it
because Michael Bay doesn't play by any rules.
Right, but what Michael Bay does is he, like, the way you can break it easily is to just move the camera there in one.
That's true.
You know, because then the audience is there with
them. Yeah. It's not just drawing like,
oh, right. I don't it's know, not I'm a not. Cut. But then there was another shot in this.
What if Michael Bay made Hobbs and Shaw 2?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like he
that
should,
would be too high of the poster for you.
Yeah. Another shot that not freaked me out, but freaked me out. No, the part where
in the theater. Sir, are you all right?
The shot is just fucking weird. The shot where Vanessa Kirby and The Rock.
Yeah, her name is Hattie, which is a cool name.
Are on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
In
I didn't like the relationship.
Samoa.
That's weird.
A little bit, yeah. And he like walks up to her, and it's like this sweeping drone shot.
It's like Luke at the end of Force Awakens.
Yeah,
it's like,
and I'm like, that's not necessary.
No, literally.
It does not match the mood.
No,
because then at the end, the last shot of the scene was their silhouettes with the sunset,
and it's we're supposed to.
And
be,
I'm
not emotional in that scene at all.
And I'm like, they could have just used that one shot of the silhouettes the entire time, and just like they talked.
Yeah,
and I would have been.
Way more
completely fine because it's sweeping and he's
literally.
Like my mother and I'm like what it doesn't match.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh god
this movie. I really like the flashbacks to Vanessa Kirby and Jason Statham's childhood when they give like the things,
the plans,
the fun names,
the Mick Jagger
and the
Keith Moon is that what it was
because it's the drummer of the Who.
Oh okay.
Blew his ears out. Yeah. Overall, a fun movie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad to be talking about our boy again.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad that our boys have two, like, return to forms coming up. You know, we got The Rock and Hobbs and Shaw, and then we got Will Smith and Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping that becomes another Fast and Furious.
Does it look like... don't tell him.
What?
Does it look like Will Smith got work done?
No.
No?
Not to me.
Are you sure?
He looks perfect.
His cheeks look... like, his eyes look a little puffy.
See, I think he looks great.
No, I know he looks great.
Don't tell him.
I'm not.
Martin Lawrence is the one who needs to lose some fucking weight.
Okay, well, that's mean.
I'm just kidding. No, it fits his character that he's a little... because he's the one, he's the...
Right, but, like, Will Smith's face looks...
I think he's just
too
perfect.
Smooth.
I'll bring it up to him next time.
No,
I mean,
no.
No, I'll be like, hey, Will, right. I'll be like, right. you ever heard of plastic surgery?
Okay, oh, all right. Well, I mean, what do we got? We got Charlize coming up next week.
Yeah, next week we got... I made a... do you want me to read it off? I made a schedule. Do I read off
the
schedule?
Give me the Rock questions first.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Was The Rock good in this movie?
Yeah.
He's fun. He's so fun.
I mean, he
can do this
his
sleep.
I think the embodiment of Hobbs from like 4 and 5 kind of get lost a little bit.
Yeah, he's not as much of like a stone cold badass.
Right. I think the essence is still there.
Yeah.
But he definitely like...
And you meant 5 and 6.
5 and 6. And then... And then... but I think the essence is still there. But I think he brought in a lot of his own personality in this one.
Which I hope he tunes back a little bit.
Right. And I think he started to bring it in 8. A little bit, and then he just went even harder in this. But,
The Rock was good in this movie.
But yeah, he was good.
Do you think this movie is good for The Rock?
Yes. Yeah.
Because he's working he's working with an action director. Mm-hmm. He's making a cool action movie. What were the other fucking questions? Could you smell what he was cooking?
100%.
100%.
I mean, this movie had Rock
it wasn't like he was cooking like a fancy linguine. He was just making a fucking burger.
Right, he made eggs in the beginning. That's what he was making, and I smelled.
I wish he would make me eggs.
Yeah, he just drank them.
I was gonna say something. The Rock, do we smell what he's cooking?
Was this a good movie for The Rock?
Yes, we said yes.
Oh, we said yes.
I feel like there's another one. Was The Rock good in this movie? And then I was gonna say something. What were we talking about before?
Charlize.
We got The Rock
schedule.
We were talking about The Rock. Jesus Christ. You said The Rock. Mm-hmm. He's too much. Oh, I just wanted to say, I think something, the best Luke Hobbs moment is in Furious 7 when he fucking like blows up the ambulance or whatever. And like Michelle Rodriguez is like, he's like, where's the cavalry? And he's like, woman, I am the cavalry.
With the minigun?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But so yeah, so next episode will be Snow White and the Huntsman.
Which I got at an FYE for $5.
Hell yeah, I didn't even know there was an FYE still around here.
And
I get the digital copy.
Or no, I get the digital Blu-ray. Copy. You get the Blu-ray. I get the Blu-ray. Yeah, you get to take that shit home. I get to
fucking
home.
Own Snow White and the Huntsman. Yeah. Yep. And after that, I think it's Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Which this makes this whole Charlize series worth it.
Right. Now, just to reiterate, which one are we doing, a live episode or a...
Yeah, do we want to do...
Watch along
well,
for
we can't do Snow White live. Well, we could.
What movies do we have left on the...
Snow White.
Yeah.
Fury Road.
Uh-huh.
The Last Face, which is some weird fucking drama with Javier Bardem.
Right.
Want to do that one?
No.
Want to do Kubo together?
Yeah. Kubo? I like that. Kubo. Yeah, yeah,
we'll do Kubo.
All right, we'll do Kubo.
And after Kubo, our final movie is Tully.
Yeah.
And then, I know, I just love teasing. I cannot wait for our next miniseries.
Yeah, yeah, me either. But you gotta wait.
You gotta
so, wait. So, until then, you can go to patreon.com/notnewmovie.
We're thinking about updating the tiers and stuff.
Yep. We're working with
working
that.
Yeah. Working with our behind-the-scenes crew.
Yep. Hey, go pick that up. Pick that up.
Yeah, plant.
Twitter.com. We just touched.
Are we married feet now? In some cultures, that's how you get married.
Twitter.com.
Touching feet with fucking hand foot.
No.
It's like tickled. You're like,
ah. No. Twitter.com/notnewmovie.
If we ever
to vote on who we talk about.
Yeah. If we ever do merchandise, I want to get a hand foot shirt.
Oh, God. I think we get sued.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sue us anime nerds.
Yeah. Until next time.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom.